Welcome back, my child. How have you been? I ask out of courtesy, of course. I've been watching over you, of course, so I know exactly how you've been doing. I don't usually read minds, though, so I am making some assumptions based on what I've seen. Regardless, I am very happy to see you. Even though I'm always watching over you, it feels very different to have you here with me. Before you, I hadn't personally interacted with a mortal in, at least 3,000 of your years. Oh no, I'm much, much older than that. I actually couldn't tell you how old I am in a way that you'd be able to understand. For me and others like me, time isn't something that can be measured in years. There's more to it. At any rate, I have some good news for you. I've managed to make some progress with our opponent, Maltheus. I haven't been able to prove that he's cheating beyond a shadow of a doubt, but I've managed to make a decent case. He's being watched much more carefully now. He's crafty enough that he might still be able to influence you, but not to the same degree as before. I'm going to keep working to get him banned, but I think this is a great victory, and I can see that you've been having some victories of your own. You've really been taking hold of your life lately. It's a wonderful thing to see. And I'm glad that the artifact has been helping you. Certainly, not having an antagonistic deity working against you is bound to make things easier. But that's not the only reason your life has been improving. I did give you a little push, but you seem to be approaching things with a whole new mindset. You're more proactive, more confident, and far more sensible. All of that is on you, my child. My contribution was small, but you took hold of it and made the most of it. Please, no need for modesty. I told you before that I have always been pleased with you. It's just that now, you are truly living up to your full potential. And for that reason, I thought that we might celebrate for a bit. You've been very busy turning your life around. You need to make sure that you take breaks when you need them. No, it's no trouble at all. Everyone is focused on Maltheus right now, so there's no need to worry. And even if we were noticed, I could claim that it's fair compensation for his interference. So if you're willing, why don't we begin right now? Come over here and sit with me a spell. Unfortunately, I would be pushing things if I gave you any more material gifts. I don't expect that I'll be able to do that again anytime soon, but I can provide you with some things that have been lacking in your life lately. Things that you deserve, but aren't really in your control. For starters, I think you could use more physical contact. I know that this is important for mortals, but at the moment I sense that you don't receive as much as you should. if at all. Of course, only if you'd like it. Wonderful. In that case, please scoot closer to me and allow me to hold you. I'll just put my arm around you like this, and perhaps I shall stroke your hair. There. Does that feel good? I don't usually manifest a physical body, so I'm not really that experienced with using limbs. I'm not being too rough, am I? Splendid. And there's one other thing I thought you might appreciate. Some more words of encouragement. I think you need to hear out loud that you're doing well. With your leave, I'll whisper them in your ear. Thank you. You're doing so well. You're not perfect. Nobody is. But you have a great many things to be proud of. You have added to the world. You create, you help people, you contribute. The world would be less if you weren't in it. You don't need to worry about how others are doing. Some people do more than you do and experience more success. They always will. It's the same for everybody, though. Even for them. It doesn't matter what other people accomplish with what they're given. It only matters what you do with your life. Don't compare yourself to others. Focus only on what you can do with your own abilities. You deserve to be happy. Don't aim for a successful life. Aim for a satisfied life. Being humble and thinking of others are wonderful things, but don't ever forget that working towards your own happiness is a productive and valid endeavor. You are a likable and worthy person. Other mortals' lives are enriched by you. You have people that care about you, that want you to succeed. Take heart and know that you have the knowledge within you to make connections with others. You need only to listen to what other people say, and you know how to act. Was there anything else you wanted, my child? Anything else that you would ask of me? There is no need for you to hold back. Oh, me. Well, it makes me happy knowing that you want to know more about me. Although, I'm not sure there's that much to tell. Fair enough. I suppose I'm just as prone to false modesty as mortals are sometimes. Well, what do you want to know? Oh, well, that's quite simple. There aren't really days here, but I spend most of my time involved in games. The one involving you is my favorite, but there are others that I enjoy as well. There's one that's had my attention quite a bit lately, in fact. It involves creating worlds according to certain themes, with many restrictions in place to make it challenging. Oh yes, in fact, I'm currently making some alterations to my world as we speak. I can divide my attention between many tasks at once. Oh, that's very kind of you. I don't know if I truly consider myself a creator deity, but the act of creation does bring me joy. I even have a personal project that I'm pursuing at the moment. Oh, perhaps some other time. I'm sure you're curious to see it, but even I can be self-conscious of my work. Perhaps once it's a bit further along. Friends. Well, relationships between us are a little bit complicated, to be honest, but yes, I suppose there are some I might call friends. Actually, not that long ago I thought of Malthias as a friend. I don't mean to upset you, but in some ways I still do. I know, he's been wreaking havoc in your life, and I resent that, I really do. Like I said, our relationships are complicated. Well, I honestly love playing against him in games. We almost always play the same ones just so we can have each other as opponents. He was always crafty, taking routes I wouldn't expect. But the cheating, that's new. And it frustrates me to no end. I honestly have no idea what brought it on. He honestly wins against me more often than the reverse, so I can't imagine that he's all that desperate for a win. And besides, winning usually isn't all that vital to us. When you've lived as long as one of us, you've had the chance to experience plenty of victories and defeats. Obsessing over the outcome of a single game is unusual, and it's part of why I'm having so much trouble proving that he's cheating. It's not usually something gods even want to do. I think it's probably more about me than you ever want to know. It was very thoughtful of you to ask. But are you sure that was something you truly desired? You weren't just saying it because you felt uncomfortable asking? Oh, well, that would be just fine with me. I do think a hug is in order. It's been so wonderful to see you again. I'm afraid that our time together is just about spent again. But I hope this has been uplifting for you. You deserve so much, and I hope that I can provide you with just a little bit of what you need. Oh, no need to worry about that. Things are looking more promising for regular visits now. Of course, that's on the time frame of a goddess, so I don't know exactly how frequent they'll be from your perspective. But there has been so much confusion with this round that many of the players are considering it a lost cause, so they're being more relaxed with the rules. I'll certainly try to meet with you again. Until then, my child.
When life gets you down, just remember that there are people in this world that love you. Dear child, there are so many people that look forward to seeing you and love you for who you are.